from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. First responders are still at an AC Transit bus yard in Emeryville looking into a hydrogen gas leak. Roads are closed around the yard on 45th Street and San Pablo Avenue. It's used to refuel hydrogen-powered buses. Evacuations include Emory Secondary School and Pixar Animation. Hydrogen diffuses quickly but is quite flammable. In its liquid form, it can also freeze the skin, causing cryogenic burns. Crews are waiting until the hydrogen vents to move closer. Officials say no one has been hurt. A San Francisco pastor is among those debating the leaders of the United Methodist Church over its bans on same-sex marriage and ordaining gay ministers. The church wraps up its global conference in Florida today. KQED's Stephanie Martin reports delegates have voted to uphold a policy that calls homosexuality incompatible with Christian teaching.
61% of conference delegates voted yesterday against removing the controversial wording from the church's Book of Laws and Doctrines. Delegates also shot down a compromise amendment that said Methodists could essentially agree to disagree on homosexuality. Both were bitter defeats for activists like conference attendee Karen Olivito. She's a pastor at San Francisco's Glide Memorial United Methodist Church.
It's devastating because the reality at Glide is that we know that LGBT people are part of the fabric of the community.
The United Methodist Church is growing rapidly in Africa and the Philippines, where homosexuality is often denounced. I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED News.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.